Obviously, the theme today is prayer. This story of Esther is a story of the Jews in exile and the early part of the story, Queen Vashti insulted the king, so she was dismissed, and they looked around and they picked Esther to be the queen. And Mordecai, her uncle, said, "Now remember who you are. You are a Jewess. You belong to God's people." And so she went on with her life, and then Mordecai wouldn't bow down and honor Haman, who had just been promoted to the high place in the realm. So Haman decided, and he got the king to agree to kill all the Jews. Sound familiar? Kill all the Jews. They don't fit into your kingdom. They don't do things right. They got their own customs. They got their own foods. They're odd. Kill them. So Mordecai told Esther. And he said to Esther, "You're it. If you can change the king's mind, your people will be saved. And there's nobody else. Nobody else has that kind of access to the king but you." And so she prays. Then she fasts. And you notice she lay prostrate upon the ground together with her handmaids from morning until evening. She didn't just say, "Oh God, will you help me?" Why didn't she just say, "Oh God, will you help me?" Because she wants her whole being to be caught up into this prayer and presented to God the Father as an act of trust. Huh? And she calls on him. "God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, blessed are you." That's how she starts her prayer. She doesn't start, "Oh, help me, help me, help me." She first looks on him and says, "You are the God of our people. You are God. You called Abraham." See, one of the great things about the faith that God gave to the Jews and then completed with us is that it's not just a cosmic intuition about the gods, or it's not just a method on how to get out of this world and into the world of escape corruption. No. This is not us looking for God. This is God looking for us. He called Abraham. He called Abraham. Abraham was distinguished for nothing except that he was one of the sons of Terah, an unknown, and his wife was barren. And God called him and said, "I will make you a great name. I will make you a great nation." All God's initiative. All God's initiative. And so that's why she says, you see, "God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, you chose us, you acted, it's all yours. Blessed are you." Now look at our life. We are baptized into Christ. Most of us, when we were that big, or whether we were 9'6", it's all the pure mercy of God. He calls us. And so we're called. And that makes us an uncomfortable factor in this world. So long as we're around, people just can't close the door, live the life they want, the way they want to, and have the highest norm for activity, whatever they think is right. Because we're around. And we're a pain in the neck. And we have to be. Out of love. Because it's not just us calling them. It's God. It's God calling them. And so, we're the peculiar people. There's just one religion. in its preparatory stage and in its completed stage. That's us. And that's why we read, this is our Bible, we read these things to learn from them. God of Abraham, just stop and think. Go back and read Genesis 12. Remember, we were reading Genesis. We got as far as the Tower of Babel, remember? And then the next thing, the call of Abraham. The tower ends, you know, the whole story ends on a screeching, dissonant note. And then so-and-so begot, so-and-so, and so-and-so begot, so-and-so, and so-and-so begot, so-and-so. And you're waiting. What? And then God called Abraham and said, go. Uproot yourself. This is all new. Leave your country, leave your clan, leave your family, and go where I'll show you. You're going to be a nomad of faith. What a privilege. And what a strain. I just can't settle down in this world. I'm called. I'm a nomad. So she prays. And she talks to God. Help me, who am alone and have no help but you. I'm in this big palace. There's not another person of your people here. And we're all going to get killed 2 days from now or whatever. And I've got nobody but you. As a child, I used to hear from the books of my forefathers that you always free those who are pleasing to you, O Lord. You see how prayer is grounded on tradition? I don't start from nowhere. I belong to the body of Christ. I'm the heir of 2,000 years of saints, magnificent, holy martyrs and saints. I'm surrounded by them now. And I'm one of them. By your mercy. Now help me, who am alone and have no one but you, O Lord my God. And now come to help me, an orphan. Put into my mouth persuasive words. Now, what underlies that? This gift of talking to God. You know, I have books upstairs, fat books like this, prayers of all the Assyrians and the Babylonians, and it's so deep to pray to somebody. And they're, you know, they're trying. You don't answer me, I'll never offer another sacrifice to you again. Or please help me, or whoever you are up there. And we know his name. Father. We know his name. That's how grateful we should be, huh? And so she prays. She goes into the king. She explains the situation. He believes her, and then Haman finally is killed and the people are saved. Now Jesus, who knows this story very well, but he knows the Father too. And so he says, ask, and it'll be given to you. Seek, and you'll find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. But be serious about this. This woman spent the whole day prostrate. It's God we're talking to. For everyone who asks, everyone, some poor little Iraqi widow over there today saying, oh God, I have no food. You know, my husband's dead. My kids are all mixed up. Everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Well, then what's the difference between us and them? We know who we're talking to. And we've heard this promise from the very Son of God himself. We have a Father. And that's the very next thing he says, right? Which one of you would hand his son a stone if he asked for bread, or a snake if he asked for an egg, or a fish in this text? It's in Luke, the egg. If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, How much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? We know now who we're talking to. We're talking to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who loves us, who is the creator of the world, the master, the Lord of all reality. God, our Father. And we can talk to him anytime we want. And if we ask, we'll receive. And if we knock, it'll be open to us. That's a promise from the Son of God. You see how the Bible teaches us how to pray? Teaches us how to pray. Look at this lovely Esther. Risks her life. You know, if she goes into the king's presence without being invited, it's death. That's the ruin, this lovely little kingdom here. She goes. She risks her life and saves her people. She's a type of Christ. She's a type of Mary. So the Lord meant to encourage us to go to our Father and talk to him. Praise him. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's who he is.